Stripped of his 7 Tour de France's, an American icon falls. Is it fair or foul? In the meantime, the red-headed monster who shot all those people in Colorado could have been stopped, maybe. Were some of those red flags missed by lots of different people? Prosecutors think so, because of some of the threats that he made. Plus, a new poll out by the folks from Fox says that you want nothing to do with big government. 54% of the voters in that poll say government needs to get off our back. Only 35% would say, lend me a hand. I'm Kate Delaney, and this is America Tonight, coast to coast, and all those nooks and crannies in between. How you doing, America? I hope you're well. These are interesting times, uncertain times to be sure. And talk about uncertainty and politics. If there wasn't enough to think about, the Republican convention could be slammed by Tropical Storm Isaac, maybe a hurricane, maybe just a whole lot of rain. At this point in tracking the storm, it won't really hit Tampa until maybe late Monday, perhaps Tuesday. Will it be extreme weather, or will it just be a storm that passes over? Florida is famous for those little rainstorms where it just comes down in buckets and then poof, the sun is out again. You're there at Disney World riding on the Dumbo ride and life is good. However, the elephants of a different sort might not be so lucky when it comes to being trapped inside Tampa Bay, especially with how tiny the city is and the walls of water surrounding it. It's a wait-and-see game that everybody's talking about, without a doubt, besides who's going to be doing the keynotes and the other addresses, which we know the keynote, Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey. The confusion is more over the storm outside of the convention versus what's going on inside, including all the cries of anarchists making their way to Tampa to throw acid eggs at people. That is frightening when you hear that. The cops say the barriers are huge around the convention, so the anarchists supposedly will be hitting the bridges and other areas. We'll see how far that goes or if anything actually happens, because every time there's a convention or any major event, we always hear the same thing. But as I said, all eyes are on looking at the weather. Stacey Stewart says you got to monitor every part of Florida because we're not really sure where it's going to hit.
We don't want people on the east coast of Florida to think that they're off the hook any more than we want people on the west coast to think that, you know, they're going to be the ones taking the brunt of the storm. Everybody, the Florida Peninsula, including the Florida Panhandle, could be affected by this hurricane.
So there you have it. Nobody knows for sure. We just have to adopt that wait-and-see policy. Coming up at the tail end of America Tonight, going to introduce you to a young woman who is trying to do whatever she can for what we call the working poor. So people who aren't making enough money to really survive, they're barely paying a mortgage, if that, but they can't qualify for any kind of assistance because it's still just too much money according to guidelines, government guidelines. Therefore, they're stuck in an in-between class, meaning they're in neutral, pretty much in neutral. And she's reaching out to them, trying to help them. And her name is Petra Edwards from Bulgaria. She saw some horrible things in Bulgaria, feels fortunate to have gotten out and become an American. And now she wants to share with a lot of other people and try to help some. And it's a cool story. And she'll tell you at the end of this hour of America Tonight. In between that, we have our cheap movie review. Yep, another weekend, another handful of movies, including Premium Rush, The Apparition, Hit and Run, all three of those. Don't feel badly if you haven't heard of them. They're not necessarily huge movies, a couple of decent movie stars in them, but perhaps, I'm just giving you a hint, might be a better rental in the future. Might be, with streaming. If you have the patience and you can wait, then you can wait. There are things that are out there now that you can certainly see on the big screen, including the latest Bourne with Jeremy Renner. I saw that a couple of weeks ago, and I gave it a very big thumbs up. It's good, it moves, and they don't bury you in too many details. You're not going to sit in the theater for 3.5 hours. It's pretty tough to sit through 3.5 hours, but with that movie, you won't have to do it. So anyway, we'll get to our cheap movie review coming up, too, as well. And between that, we're mixing in some of the odds and ends, some of the crazier things that happened on the day. And this was a late story, and this is heavily being talked about. A lot of people like to cycle, and their hero, and part of the reason why some people got into cycling is because of Lance Armstrong. He had such a hold on the Tour de France, 7 titles, and he's facing a lifetime ban and losing those titles after doping is what the U.S. doping agency is saying, that they're going to strip him. That's it. They're not debating it. They're going to strip him after he dropped his fight against the drug charges. And, you know, this certainly, I don't know, does it taint his legacy, or do people just say, you know what, he did all this stuff with his foundation, he raised awareness, everybody else was doping. And here's the interesting thing. They tested him just a ton of times, maybe 500 times, and they never caught him. So maybe he was doping, but they didn't catch him. He's fair game to go free. I'm stunned by the vigor with which the anti-doping agency pursued him. He retired last year. He dropped his fight by declining to enter the USADA's arbitration process. That was his last option, because he said he was weary of fighting accusations that have dogged him for a long time. He says he's consistently pointed to the hundreds of drug tests he passed as proof of innocence while piling up all those tour wins. And he said there comes a point in your life where you have to say enough is enough. And really, for me, that time is now. It's taken too much of a toll on my family, my work, my foundation, and on, you know, where I'm headed. So we got to finish up with this nonsense. They reacted quickly, and they treated his decision, I think, as an admission of being guilty. But is he really guilty or not? You know, will we ever really know the answer to that question? It's probably bigger. You want to mix in your 2 cents? You can do that. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
I like to see you right across the floor.
But before we get there, how about a controversy over a chicken place? Yeah, Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is still making news, and the president of Chick-fil-A just kind of staying out of the fray, if possible. And all of this kicked up weeks and weeks ago, as many of you know, over comments that the president made, the president of this fast food restaurant, where there's over 16,000 franchises in the United States, over comments he made about liking traditional, being a fan of traditional marriage and approving of traditional marriage, not gay marriage. He did it for a Baptist newspaper. It got out into mainstream media, and the rest is history. The cries from the lesbian, gay community, they were going to stage some kind of a kiss-in that blew up, never happened. There were some protests. Now, in California, in San Jose, with the Chick-fil-A restaurant, there were people that were protesting, and there were people that were saying, I just want to get my sandwich. I just want to eat a Chick-fil-A. I don't want to be in the middle of this. We've got a man and a woman who were kind of perplexed a little bit by it all, and I think both of them just wanted to eat their lunch, but had a little bit of a different take anyway.
We want to be out there with them, too, but... you know, we also want to go in here and taste some good food. Good morning, San Jose Chick-fil-A.
They came from up and down the Golden State.
Sacramento.
Bullet Creek.
Orange County.
The crowd of about 100 broke out in applause as they were handed T-shirts, hats, and the all-important coupon book good for a year's supply of Chick-fil-A meals.
I love the carrot salad.
But around the corner, protesters, including Mike, who are upset with Chick-fil-A's president, who spoke out against gay marriage.
I want them to see that there's a gay person out there that's affected by this kind of messaging.
Jeannie Lynch, ABC News. San Jose, California.
Yeah, so how about that? San Jose, like I said, was ground zero for that controversy, at least this time around. Before, it was, you know, pretty much all around the country. I don't know. The president of that fast food restaurant has to feel in one way strange because of some of the profits that have come in the last, really, month and a half. Being the, because it's in the news more, it's in a weird way, you know, how they say no publicity is bad publicity. This is certainly the case of no publicity is bad publicity because they're having people that are still going there despite whether or not they back up what he's saying. Yeah. So there was no big pinch, let's say. There wasn't a big pinch. All right, let's move on to a couple of other odds and ends before we have a little fun at the movies. And when I say moving on to odds and ends, I mentioned this at the top. There now are some questions about whether or not signs were missed with James Holmes. He's the guy that went into the movie theater and killed all those people in Colorado and wounded so many others, 58 others. And he's the one that they show that has the odd look on his face, doesn't seem remorseful, just seems blown away out of it, whatever, when he's sitting in court. And, you know, it started an argument about gun control versus gun rights. And, you know, as one police officer told me, here's the thing. Even if you had a guard at that movie theater and they were walking around, that happens, boom, he's in there. Hopefully he could have helped a ton of people. But the problem is, the tear gas, he had all that camouflage, he was suited up, where would you have possibly hit him that you could have taken him out? And in the end, he walked out of the theater, and of course, they immediately got him. Well, now the question is, and what prosecutors are saying, is there's a dispute as to whether or not the University of Colorado knew how off his rocker this guy was. What happened was, 6 weeks before the rampage, he made threats, lots of threats. He was banned from the college because of the threats that he made. That was pretty serious. They even did a background check on him before that attack on July 20th. So the person who saw the results said she couldn't talk about him because there was a court gag order that prevented her from discussing it. But, boy, that certainly changes things when you have a spokesperson saying that, you know, confirming that there was a background check done on him before the shootings. Boy, the University of Colorado could be right in the thick of it when it comes to suings or any of that kind of stuff. So the statement was, the campus police chief says that the background check was done and that there is only a minor infraction on the record. But Holmes, the guy who went to the movie theater, who ordered all the ammunition and did what he did, had his access to restricted areas on campus. It was canceled because he left his program in June. So threats, leaving his program, a background check, all that kind of stuff. It's all part of what the prosecutors are trying to find out. They've got these new claims, and they're saying that they need to see the records. They need to see what was going on in order to establish, I think, a motive. Premeditation, really, if anything. And the university turned over documents, but the lawyers for Holmes moved to keep them sealed. So this is certainly going to be an interesting trial, I hate to say. He's charged with killing 12 people and wounding 58 in that shooting at the Batman movie the day it came out. And the portrait of him in the days before the shooting and what the prosecutors are saying is very different from what his lawyer is painting, the picture he's painting of him. And they want to see the grades, they want to see the courses, the emails, all that kind of stuff, because was he terminated or withdrawn from the school? What happened there? It sounds like terminated. And the timeline is relevant and important. The defense says it's a fishing expedition, but I would beg to differ. I believe they're trying to establish motive, or, like I said, not motive, but trying to establish a state of mind and what people knew, what was taking place. And he lost the access and all that stuff June 10th. So a month and 10 days before the shooting. And they don't have a lot of documents on discussions on barring him from the campus. They want the notebook. They want to be able to talk to Lynn Fenton. And there's something more here than meets the eye. And it brings up the question of, if you see someone with warning signs, would you report it? And what are warning signs? Someone joking around? Somebody making a comment about wanting to kill somebody? I mean, where do you decide, geez, I need to go further with this? I need to take this up the chain of command. I've got to go to someone with it. And pretty soon, that's what's going to happen at universities and other public places, too. There'll probably be guidelines that come out what to do if somebody starts shooting in the crowd and you're part of the crowd. You know, a very unbelievable situation would happen to the people in the movie theater. And there was no one to fight back for them, and there was tear gas and whatnot all over the place, which made it that much more difficult. All right, finally, coming up on the flip side, grab your popcorn or just relax, take a deep breath. Because coming up next, we're going to talk about what flicks are at the movies that you might want to see. Hang with us.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
To go to the movies, even if we don't like all the choices. I think there's one that I would go and see, and it's probably because I like one of the actors in it. He is poker red hot right now. A lot of people have been talking about him in Hollywood. So while you have the Expendables 2 and the Bourne Legacy and the campaign for the ha-has, this other movie that's coming out, that's going to be out this weekend, I think is pretty interesting. It's called Premium Rush. Take a listen.
Hello?
I got a package for you.
90 minutes, Premium Rush.
That envelope you picked up, I got to ask for it back.
Who are you?
Not your problem.
Yeah, the thing is, once it goes in the bag, it's got to stay in the bag.
You got a name?
Family?
People who care if they see you again?
Who are you, man?
Go! Wiley, tell me where you are.
Wiley? What did you do to me, man? What the hell am I carrying?
You got involved with some people with real problems.
It's life and death.
You have no idea what's coming for you. I got it.
got my ass killed 3 times in the last 20 minutes.
Sometime or another, we all get hit. Sometimes we gotta hit back.
Premium Rush, he's on a bike, and they're delivery people, which is, you know, you're dodging cars and cabbies and open doors. They call it being doored, by the way, when someone smacks you with a door and they don't see you. You got 8 million pedestrians. It's got to be New York. And it's crazy. Aggressive bike messengers. And they are aggressive. If you ever get to New York City, you watch them and the way they weave in the traffic. I can't believe it. That's why it's interesting that they've done a movie about it. I'm sure somebody was brainstorming and they thought, wow, this would be an interesting movie. How crazy are the people who put themselves in this situation? It's an odd thing to want to do because of the way people drive, if nothing else, and just getting up and down and around the city. So Joseph Gordon-Levitt is in it. I like him a lot. He's the main character, Willie, in the movie. And there's some other people, too, like Michael Shannon's in it as well. It does look like it's kind of a clever movie. If you're going to go to the movies, maybe you consider it. If you like the whole fantasy, fast-paced action, that kind of stuff, then that falls into your wheelhouse. In the meantime, there's another movie called The Apparition. Gosh, I can't say that. Apparition, that's very easy. You have 3 cups of coffee, it does it to you. And here's a little sneak peek at what it sounds like.
There is a scientific theory that paranormal events are products of the human mind, and ghosts only exist because we believe in them. A team of researchers set out to prove this theory and create a supernatural entity with their minds.
If we can pull this off, we'll prove that anything supernatural can exist when people believe it.
The experiment was a success.
Where's the flashlight?
What is that? What the hell is that?
Get the thing off!
What happened to her?
We opened the door and it came through.
What does it want from us?
It's like a virus. It knows you're afraid. It spreads from one person to another. It wants to be in our world. It wants us.
Get out of my house!
Once you believe it's real, you die.
So it's scary. Couldn't you tell all the screaming? Ah! I would have been terrible as a horror actress. Anyway, this couple discovers that they're haunted by a presence. And what are they going to do? It accidentally happened when they did it during a psychology experiment at the university. And that's what you get. PG-13. How about that? Terror, frightening images, and some sensuality is what they say. It's a thriller. Warner Brothers not a terribly long movie. There's the good news there, because by the time you sit through all the other previews, you're not going to be bored to death instead of scared to death. And it actually looks okay. But this might be a great rental for, like, Halloween, if it's out by Halloween. Our third and final movie is a movie that, as soon as you hear the title, you're definitely going to think you know what it's about. It's called Hit and Run.
You're going to have a wonderful day today.
Thanks, buddy.
You're so terrible on the eyes. I don't know why I share a bed with you.
Hit me in the nose with a golf club?
I didn't think it would hurt that bad.
Alex, what do you want?
I want my money. That's it, bro.
Oh, you got it.
We have got to go right now.
Okay, go, baby. Go, 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 go.
What's going on?
I was kind of involved in bank robbery. When I got into witness protection, I knew I wasn't going to be that guy anymore.
You're a bank robber?
I did the getaway driving part.
Vanny's in here.
Debbie, I don't need to
take it.
If you mix it with wine or beer, it sort of supercharges it.
I clocked you at 127 miles per hour.
I'm a U.S. Marshal.
I've got someone in witness protection who needs my protection.
Do you think it's safe to say that you shouldn't be driving at NASCAR speeds?
Oh, I didn't know what. I have no idea.
Oh, you know what?
I buried something that Alex wants.
We were best friends and you betrayed me.
All right, let's go.
Hey, come out here!
What are you looking at, bro?
Come on, this wrong room, come on.
That's disgusting!
You can't outrun me.
What the?
What are you doing, Randy?
Nothing!
I look out my window, your ghost riding your van and blasting holes and everything? You gotta be more careful.
Shut the up!
I'm sorry, man.
This whole thing happened really fast, and I'm sorry.
Except for completely lying about who you are.
You may have had three ways with dudes. I don't know.
Whoa.
You owe me.
What are you talking about?
I was in jail for 8 months.
Whether you didn't like the gym equipment?
I got in prison because of you. Yeah.
I'm really, really sorry. Was it a black guy?
No, it wasn't a black guy.
Was it a Mexican guy?
No.
Was it one of those white guys?
Charlie?
It was Filipino! Solve your dilemma of a part of the world my ass traveled to?
The people in this movie would recognize Dax Shepard, Kristen Bell, Bradley Cooper, and Kristen Chenoweth. Once again, we have the scenario of a couple, only they're not being haunted. Instead, they decide to get in their cool car and leave their small town and go on a road trip that could lead them in the direction of opportunity of a lifetime. That's the way it's being described. It's hilarious, some of the things that they run into and the meaning with what they encounter on the road. It's 1 hour and 35 minutes, so you're not going to get a leg cramp. That's a good deal. It's R rated. But I have a feeling it'll do okay. It'll find its audience. If not much of a night audience, it'll find an audience during the day, meaning with, I think, some of the older teenagers. It's probably what that movie's about. So Hit and Run, look at the names of the people and that kind of thing. And supposedly, it's very, very, very entertaining and very funny. Definitely worth a rental, I'll say that for sure. Stay with us. Coming up next, going to introduce you to somebody pretty cool.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Two, three.
Boy, a lot of people unfortunately fall into this category in this country. The working poor, meaning people who are just trying so hard to scrape by and they're living barely paycheck to paycheck. If even that, they're having trouble coming up with money for their mortgage, let alone money to scrimp away. I see it all the time. I say that you can tell even when you go to the grocery store what's going on with some people, and it's a sad state of affairs, and it's where we are right now in this country for so many, the shrinking middle class. Petya Edwards joins us now here on ATN, and it's her mission to help those people that fall into that category, because guess what? When you're the working poor, you don't qualify for assistance. You're on kind of the island of misfits, although there's so many in that island. It's very, very rough times. Hey, Petya, how are you?
I'm great, thank you.
So what made you start the foundation that you started, the Petya Edwards Foundation? What made you start it was it because you realized what was happening and you saw that people were in trouble and there was really not a lot of lifelines for them?
Well, let me tell you, I'm originally from Bulgaria, and we have a different set of problems there. We have orphanages, and we have a lot of orphan kids, and a lot of those kids are left there with disabilities, and parents didn't want them, and it's heartbreaking. A lot of heartbreaking stories, and I moved the U.S. 3 years ago, and I found out that there are a lot of issues here that are a little different, but I do have passion for helping people, and I decided right away that I should do something about it, and this country has given me a lot of opportunities, and I would like to give back. So I started the foundation, and I want to help those families who are not necessarily lazy or not necessarily having misplaced, or they just, let me just give you an example.
Sure.
A family has their house burned, and they are left with nothing.
Mm.
So where do you go? What do you do? So they call us and they request help. Or a single mother who has cancer, and, you know, it's not that she did something wrong, but she needs help. And there should be someone out there who is willing to help. And there are so many people out there who need the help. And you don't know. It can be your friend. It can be your neighbor. And they have to to get help, but they can't qualify, as you mentioned. You know, they're not homeless yet. And this is what we do. We work towards preventing those people from going homeless.
Oh, which is such a terrific thing. What, for you, what is the most rewarding part of this? You gave us your background. You grew up in Bulgaria. You saw the problems there with the orphans, really some horrible problems, and people that are gracious and have open hearts and are adopting, which is a good thing, of course. You come here, you see a different set of problems. You decide, okay, I'm going to tackle this. You gave us a great example, the people who lose everything in a fire. What's been the most rewarding thing for you since deciding to do this?
I believe that people should be compassionate and people should help others. And if I can prevent a family from becoming homeless, because the problems later are a lot worse. And, you know, they struggle today, but with a little help, they can get their life back. And to give you another example, veterans, you know, they want to get their life back, and they want to have a decent life because they served this country, and, you know, they can't be homeless. So the rewarding thing for me is I would like to see people leading normal life and not worrying about where their next meal is coming from.
Yeah, so well said. And hopefully we eradicate, and I guess that's obviously the idea, to get rid of that as much as possible. Now, your foundation, is it just focused? And because people know, of course, America Tonight's on around the country and in Dallas, Texas, and in Austin, Texas. Is the foundation strictly focused in Texas right now, or do you have plans to maybe expand, or how's that work?
Yes, we do have plans to expand, but for now we are just concentrated on helping more families in the Dallas area, in Texas. And I really want to appeal to people who are fortunate and would like to help. There's so many families and so many children that need help, and we need to unite and really unite together and help more people, because we are a nonprofit. We need more people to get involved and volunteer and contribute, so that way we can help more and more families who need the help.
Yeah. The people that qualify, what do they have to do to qualify, Petya?
The families that apply for help is usually low income, and they are in a situation, we work with families who are just on the verge of becoming homeless, and we would like to take this extra step with them in order to prevent this, because as I mentioned before, it's way worse when they are already homeless. And, you know, to get back to that life, it takes a lot more to go there. So we would prefer to work with those families, because I don't see a lot of things done for those people to prevent this.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, you know, there are a lot of great organizations working with the homeless already, but not so much done for those families, and this is what we would like to do with more families.
There you go. So if somebody wants to find out more about it, tell us the website.
The website is tedwards.org, and I would encourage a lot of the people who go there. We have a lot of information, videos. Everything that they would want to know, they can contact us and learn more about, or even join us at some events. This would be really rewarding for people to benefit from seeing actually what we do for the families and meeting the families. This is really what people are looking for, to feel the benefit of what they're doing.
Well said. Continued success with your program, and really hats off for what you're doing, Petya. And thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. You have a good one.
Thanks so much. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Be helpful, because here's the deal. I just happened to see this today, and the book is called, Mark Farber's book is called The Gloom, Boom, and Doom Report. And he says the odds of global recession are 100%. Whoa, 100%. And he makes a great case. You look at the major economies. You look at the U.S., Europe, China, and the emerging markets that are dependent on China for growth. So that's how you see the doom. If it doesn't happen, then it's stagnant, it's stale, and the growth in the U.S. is falling off. The U.S. economy has decelerated, and they don't see much growth in the next 6 to 12 months. So what do you do to turn the economy around? You look at what an injection of liquidity would do. Oh, I hate the idea. And whatever fiscal measures, and you'd already have an impoverished U.S. economy already, but it would make it that much more worse. So this budget sheet, the talk of expansion, wow, if anything has to contract, I don't see much changing, though. I don't see much changing between now and the election, because the deficit is $1.3 trillion. So imagine. I guess it could get worse. What am I saying? All right. Interesting times, my friends. Interesting times. Remember, next week we'll be broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. Woohoo! Thanks so much to the cast and crew here on America Tonight, including Donovan Madsen on the technicals, and the intern, Mahalo, for all of his support, as much as a dog can give you anyway. Yeah.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.